noted in the letter that there are a few lots that back up to the water features, for which they're requesting a reduction in the rear yards because the lots are not as deep due to the stormwater management features. At their, building designs have changed, and they're trying to make the plans work to meet their building design changes. The site is wooded, desire to move the homes up toward the street, which will accommodate a reduced front yard. This may result in a few extra feet of trees being left to the rear of the lots, which will benefit the buyer and the community as a whole. Gentlemen, Mr. Dyer provided a copy of a reduced copy of the subdivision showing lots in question marked in yellow to show the areas where they're interested in changing the setback requirements. The only question I would ask Mr. Davison to come forward. I have a question.
Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group.
If these changes were approved, does the lot still maintain the required 60-foot width since it's an RPC?
Yes, they do.
Sorry.
Jim, I have a question too.
Okay, sure.
Mr. Davidson, we were talking about a 20-foot setback instead of 30. It appears as though there's three or four of them that maybe have further setback. It looks like 209 down to 206 have a varying setback. Looks like 209 is 22 feet, 208 is 24. Or am I misreading this? Looking at 206, 07, 08, and 09. At least on the big drawing I'm looking at.
Yeah, what our intent here was to, there's several, there's a couple other areas where we're stepping the lots, the front setbacks down, so where they will join a lot that has a 30-foot setback. Instead of going from a 30 straight down to a 20, we tried stepping them down 2 feet.
To blend them in better.
To blend it in better.
So it doesn't stick out.
It's for a better view as you're coming down the road, yeah.
Okay. Because it does, it appears as though they're all in uniformity in terms of the ones that you're trying to line up.
Yes.
Be easier for the county if they made it 20 and the county, when the county inspector goes out to review it and measure it, they find they don't have to check every single lot for different setbacks. If you reduce it to 20, it's easier to inspect than it is if it's variable. Because the first permit will be issued wrong. Not by the inspector, by the permit. If they say 20, it's going to be 20. If it says 22, it'll probably still say 20. It's hard to police it.
As a setback, you can do whatever you want in the field as long as it's not, the setback is a minimum number.
That's
the problem it causes later on is 10 years from now, when somebody's trying to figure out what happened, then we've got all these different setbacks on all these different lots. I mean, is that something that you can adequately administer through your sales, marketing, homeowners association documents or something? Okay. It'll be a little bit easier for easier. It's easier for the county to deal with later on.
Sure. Know. So if we granted a minimum 20
minimum
foot setback,
of 20, they can have anything.
You can still have your 30,
yeah,
but
they can, that
but
gives
you
them,
can bring it down to.
It really, that gives you the flexibilities. If you run into a problem a little further down the road, you don't have to come back. You know, so
or ask for a variance,
or ask for a variance, or have somebody get a variance or something.
Okay.
You know, so.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
The handout, I heard the part about the yellow. What's the, I missed the blue and the pink.
Didn't say. I just said reference to the yellow. They were all 20s, I thought.
Coordinating colors in that time of the year.
Okay.
You know.
The blue is the rear yard setback.
Is that being changed?
Yes, on the, on lots 180, 183
through 185.
That's
the
same as trees, isn't it?
And then what's the pink?
Actually,
pink, I think, is just the lots that are affected. The pink is.
Well, the lot, the rear yard, lots
still
are maintained.
I'm sorry, it's 185 right? to 192. We're asking for the rear yard to go from 10 feet down to 6 feet. On lots 185 through 192.
That's 184 and 183.
I just didn't see that in the letter, I guess.
183 and 184, there's a stormwater easement. There's a culvert and a catch basin that are located along there. So that setback, that rear setback actually has to stop at that easement line.
So there really needs to be more to Shane's notes then.
Well, that's not referenced in the letter either. I don't see it. And Mr. Dyer's letter, I don't see that as the change in those rear setbacks.
Well, it is noted on the site plan that was submitted at the same time. It's number 9, says minimum building setback required for all lots shall be front 30, side 6, and rear 10. Still different. Still different. What is it?
What's that now? I
minimum building setback required for all lots are front 30, side 6, rear 10, unless otherwise noted. Oh. Otherwise noted on the drawing.
On this drawing.
It's on the second page.
It's on the big one, too.
Yeah, it's on the big one. Big one needs to read.
Right. What we're stating is in these two last two phases here, this phases 3 and 4, the setbacks are going to remain the same as was approved in the beginning with the 30, 10, and 10, or 36 and 10, except for where it's noted on this revised plat.
On the change you're asking for, the for these specific lots,
that's
not
correct.
For the whole subdivision.
That's correct. It's just for these specific lots. Okay. There's a larger note down at the bottom on that sheet number 2 where it talks about the plat and what it supersedes, and it's specific on building restrictions. I believe the other color that's on the plat there was for the change in lot dimensions and with the areas. That would be lots 183 through 188.
So all the lots that have the changes on the rear back up to common areas. They don't back up to adjoining properties.
That's correct, common areas.
So the minimum along property line with others, property owners, would be 10 on the rear.
That's
what I'm seeing on most, what I can see anyway.
That's correct.
Gentlemen, all the changes are internal.
And what's happening on that lots 183 and 184, which are close to the 404 wetlands?
The lot lines were extended in order to allow for a little bit bigger building footprint for the different style houses that will be going in. Those particular lots were shortened because of the stormwater ponds that were designed for the site.
That they affect, but they don't affect the wetlands?
No, no, there's no lot lines within the wetlands, and there's no lots within the ponds either. It's just there was, we were able to extend those particular lots by a few feet.
And what's a few feet, Mr. Davidson?
On lots, on lot 183, we can start with 183. The lot line between 182 and 183, lot 183 was actually 101, was the original lot dimension. Lot 183 and 184 was actually, was able to be extended all the way out to meet the 125 as the adjacent lots there. With the exception on
the... So you're asking for an additional 20 feet on 184?
On 183 and 184, yes.
So that, to me, would reduces the distance between or any type of buffer that might be available to those four wetlands by an additional 24 feet. And it appears as though the now the buffer to that is a couple feet instead of perhaps 25 feet.
Portion of the lot 184 does come up to the 404 wetlands line. The buffer will be from...
Crosses over?
No, it does not cross over. There's no lots within the 404 wetlands. It goes right to the... It goes right to... the north end of the lot 184 does go to the 404 wetlands.
Well, I can tell you the only thing that so far gives me concern being, quote, Mr. Wetlands is 184 in particular, reducing the distance between the building lot and where the wetlands are, which concerns me in terms of, you know, the potential for this homeowner at some point in time to encroach upon those wetlands. Especially given the the size of the distance with the setback as it stands.
Mr. Davidson, would you be willing to put the carcinite markers up in that area if the commission were to look favorably on this? That would indicate where the wetland was, so that either that homeowner or that homeowner's neighbors would be mindful of where that line is.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. The setback line from the wetlands, the building restriction line from that wetlands is greater than 10 feet in that area because of the stormwater management easement that's going through there.
So that's not one that you're asking for an adjustment on the rear yard setback then on?
No.
Okay. And the wetlands are 404 wetlands.
They're 404.
They're not tiled.
That's,
okay.
That's correct.
And I understand, Council, that with subdivisions, we don't have any say about the wetland setbacks, but that when it comes to conditional uses, perhaps we have a little bit more leeway.
Yeah, this is an RPC, and there's no ordinance that establishes a buffer from 404 wetlands. And without going back and looking at the RPC, I don't know what the conditions were that were originally imposed on it. I don't know when this one was approved. So. That's not a conditional use, though.
Oh, thank you.
At that time, during the approval, there was no condition placed as far as a setback from the 404.
What's the pleasure of the commission, Mr. Chairman?
I don't have a problem with it. wants me to get a properly worded motion.
To address the question changes?
In fact, it's tempting to approve it as a concept and ask them to bring a plan back to approve, but I don't want to hold them up and create a lot of additional work for anyone. The fact is, you're going to have to draw it sooner or later anyway.
Is it drawn on the one we have, or?
The setbacks are drawn on what we have.
Okay.
2 to 6 and 10s and 20s and on the big draw.
Yeah.
I think the note on the first page.
And the note at the bottom.
It said 30 front, 6 sides, 10 rear. That was the original, right?
That's correct.
And then unless otherwise noted, was added.
That's correct.
Where they've drawn it. And this phase hasn't started yet.
Has started.
Oh, that's right. This is a revised final.
Has
there been any home sales in this section? None of the lots affected.
We're not adding density or doing anything like that.
Well, difficult there is that you got buyers that have bought lots with the understanding that there are 30-foot setbacks and 6 on the side and 10 on the rear.
Yeah, but not if they're
not. No, all the lot lines are still the same except those two lots you changed. The rest of them stay the same?
Yes.
Really, the only amendment to the lot lines was 184 and 185, or 183 and 184.
No, 185 through 188 also got extended.
Well, they were the ones that were the lesser. Okay, I got you.
If to make a motion, if the commission was inclined to approve it, I think it would be relatively simple. You would just approve. That's Shane's notes with it. Approve the revised lot sizes and front and rear yard setbacks as shown on the revised and amended final subdivision plan for Long Neck Shores Phase 2 dated, whatever date it is, October 7, 2008.
But do we want to do that in lieu of what Mr. Lank was saying concerning the front yard setbacks where they have the varying front yard setbacks?
Well, that's true.
To having it all 20, and then that allows the developer more.
Cedar for us, and they can enforce their own. They can be greater. We have to enforce greater if they're ours.
So
if you approve it as 20, then, and I asked the first question I asked was that, would all the lots maintain their required lot width at the setback? And the answer was yes, they would, so that they're not. RPC can adjust the setback.
Well, then it would be just that your motion would be to approve the change in the front, rear, and I guess the front and rear yard setbacks and the lot sizes, with the exception that all front yards should be 20 foot.
Minimum of 20.
Minimum of 20. That's what you're inclined to do.
Changing them all?
No, just
as shown on the revised and amended final subdivision plan dated October 7, 2008.
You want to word that and I'll move it?
Let's see. It would be to approve the...
Repeat after me.
Yeah. I... motion would be to approve the revised setbacks and lot sizes shown on the revised and amended final subdivision plan dated October 7, 2008. With the exception that all front yard setbacks shall be a minimum of 20 feet.
That addresses the rear setbacks too.
Yeah, because the rears are shown on here from what Mr. Davidson said.
So moved.
I'd rather have you say it personally.
But I've known in the past, Council, you've actually read the motions for previous
true.
Commissioners, and at Mr. Johnson's request.
let's do it that way. It might be the easiest thing to do. Mr. Robertson, would you be so kind as to read Mr. Johnson's motion?
I will do that. Mr. Johnson's motion is to approve the requested changes in the front. Yeah, the front and rear.
What? Read what you said.
Hmm?
You changed it both times, so you want me to read what you said?
If you wrote it down, go ahead. I was doing it on the fly.
To approve the revised lot sizes and setbacks. Shown on a revised final site plan with the exception of the 20-foot front yard setback on plans dated October 7th, 2008.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve.
You can't do it every time.
I know.
The revised setbacks on Road 299 for Long Neck Shores HR RPC as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next one is Bayshore Plaza 4, Parcel 6, Preliminary Commercial Site Plan, Route 24.